Shelby Lynn has a new album called Suit Yourself, and with that in mind, she produced it herself. She and the band perform on stage at World Cafe Live and starts off with this performance of Go With It.
Thank you.
Where the time was gone, I must have lost it in the night. Maybe it was when I was holding on, I couldn't get you out of my sight. Maybe this is trying to tell us something. Maybe we're doing something right. You just go with, you know it feels good. You go with, you know it feels good. You do it. Beautiful tune. Maybe it's the love in your eyes. Together we fit perfect, darling. Don't let another moment go by. Maybe this is a real thing, baby. And maybe this is what it is. You just go with it. You know it feels good. You go with it. You know it feels good. You do it.
And Brian on the drum, and that's Brian. I was moving, but my legs were broken. Words were coming out, but they were left unspoken. Maybe I was dreaming in my head, in my head. Memories were noted, but I hadn't lived them. Swords were on my heart, but I'd long forgive them. Funny how the hurtful voices seem to slip away. Where am I now? I don't know how I wound up in this place again. How am I now? Just bringing me down. Looking for a house where the door is open. My body's moving fast, but my spirit's broken. Where am I now? Oh, anytime you break and turn, the cycles change. Your water starts pouring down your face again. Find yourself falling in the safety net you used to call home. When you focus out of little thoughts and troubles to a place of clear cloud of clouds and rumbles, standing in a field of open avenue with no place to go. This place again. How am I now? just bringing me down. I'm looking for a house where the door is open, my body's moving fast but my spirit's broken. Where am I now? My lips are set and parted, but my head is empty. I try to spit it out, but it won't resent me from feeling like it's out in the open, said and done. Telling's just talking that turns into speeches, studying ain't the body with the hand that reaches, stumbling the void to find there's no one there. Where am I now? I wound up in this place again. How am I now? Just bringing me down. Looking for a house where the door is open, my body's moving fast but my spirit's broken. Where am I now?
Shelby Lynn is live with us today on the World Cafe, and those are the beautiful first couple of songs that begin Suit Yourself, the new album, and pretty much rendered not unlike what you hear on the record, which is what's kind of cool about the whole process. Now, is Brian who's playing bass here, is he Brain?
Yes, this is Brian Harrison.
Now, I understand his role in this record, his studio is kind of really important to how it sounds.
Yeah.
Now, your place is called The Rendering Plant, right?
Yes, it's Nashville's only slaughterhouse and recording studio. Our motto is, we cut 'em and gut 'em. It's just a house with wires in every room, and it's inconsequential until that comes over. Then it launches.
Now, Shelby, how did you end up at Brain's place?
Well, Brian back here on the drums, you know, they're buds for long, long, too long. And I've played with Brian now for 2 or 3 years, and he kept saying, you gotta meet Brian, you gotta meet him. Where's the track? And we finally got over there one night and made a record. Simple as that.
Now, some of these tracks, though, were things you cut. You got your own place out in California.
Yeah, I have a similar kind of setup at home. We both do an analog kind of a feel, and it was just a perfect match, really.
Well, there's a real intimacy that comes, I guess some of it comes from your initial vocals, which you cut at your place, but then everybody playing together, and maybe in different rooms in Brain's house, but everybody's playing together. It just sounds...
Yeah. About half of it we did at Brain's live, and then about half of it I did at my house, and we added to and flavored it a bit.
Now, I read that there was an album that you didn't like. It just didn't work out, and was stripping down like this in reaction to that. You think, or is just you just love the way the original vocals sounded? Wanted to keep that.
You know, I don't know if I do anything. It's a reaction for anything. You know, it's just that we got together and it was meant to be. We played well together, and the boys let me be a boy in the band, and you know.
That's right. You always got to be the lead singer, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I don't mind singing, but you know, sometimes it's fun to just be a part of a band, you know.
One of the other things that happens on this record that I don't think I've ever heard before is it's kind of a different approach on, you know, with reggae albums, they do dub mixes so they'll send it back in and they'll mix up weird things that happen. But you did that with this, but what you mixed up were like you talking to people or trying out vocal parts. It works in a really kind of cool way. What were you thinking about in doing that?
It was just a way to kind of, since we were doing a living room record, I thought it'd be cool if we just let everybody that much closer involved in the whole thing, you know, just
Yeah, you hear vocal parts kind of come together and different guitar things. It's really kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll have any of that today, but anyway, what do you want to do
That's
next?
That's all we do, I think.
What do you want to do next?
I'll do this song called You're the Man I Wrote. Back porch is not a grand location. In a lovely little spot where I might go vacation. It's just that it's never been noticed before. Washington decided to open the door to all the trees within a 100-mile radius. They want us all to pray and then they'll protect us. So make sure you wear your mask with a smiley face. So yummy. Ooh. And I'm so glad that my dandy's old. I'm so glad he's past the point of being told to evacuate his house for his old body's safety. And the place he walked on when he was a babe, kept in a darkened room. Worms and big dirty mushrooms. Thanks for the death sentence, man. Ooh. Oh, yeah, man. Somebody's been up there lying in his pockets where the poor folks bleed from their eyeball sockets. And somewhere a mama's boy in a seersucker suit ate a buttermilk biscuit and took the loot. Oh, he's in the money, loaded up the Cadillac for a rendezvous to the Gulf Beach where everybody just shoots the moon. Where's your conscience, man? Ooh, I guess you wanna unwind, man. Some news today from the radio man. Spoke the words as somber and as softly as he can. The world stood still and the sky opened up. Made my way to fill up my coffee cup. Then it occurred to me as the daylight sky shone blue. Today's the day that Johnny met Jim. He waited a while, he knew that he would. He was gonna hang around here for as long as he could. Days went by, and hours idle passed. He was never sure just how long he would last. But there's not much love in a lonely room. Today's the day that Johnny met Jim. Hey, my sweet, I waited on a day when I knew we would meet. Hey, my son, hey, my love, today's the day Johnny met you. starting over is a place that we are. You look more than pretty underneath all the stars. Love, love is a burning thing. Oh, how I still love to hear you sing. And everything we ever heard about heaven is true. Today's the day that Johnny met June. Today's the day that Johnny met June. Thank you.
Shelby Lynn. Thank you for doing that one. That's such a beautiful song, Johnny Met June.
Appreciate it.
Did that get written on that day?
Yeah, it did.
Wow.
I heard the radio and said, oh, Johnny left us, and I cried a while and drank some coffee and wrote that. I don't know.
God, it's a great song. Now, was... This November, I believe it is, I Walk the Line is going to come out, which is the picture about Johnny Cash. And you have a role in that as Carrie, Johnny's mom.
Yeah.
And what did you know about her before you went to play that?
It wasn't a lot to know, except she was probably most responsible for Johnny's music, his desire for music. She was... raised in a Christian kind of Baptist upbringing in Arkansas, and encouraged John to do his thing. And other than that, she was just a baby maker.
Did and the other question, I guess, would be is was that your first acting experience, and what was it like? What was it?
Yeah, it was my first time. I liked it. It beats working for a living, man.
Sit around in a trailer and come out and do some...
Yeah, I had to have this big hair all the time, and it was hard to sleep with it. I was on tour part of the time at the same time while doing the movie, and we worked in a scene for way until the morning, had to get on the plane in Memphis and go to Chicago or somewhere. And I'm telling you, man, I got in the shower. I just had time enough to slip in the shower with this hair. It was really all my hair, even. And water just rolled off of it. It wouldn't even get in. But I'm thinking, if I have to go to the airport like this, everything's over.
They'll search your hair.
Yeah, they searched my hair.
But and you also had to age with her, too, which must have been kind of an experience. Did you get to see what you might look like?
Let me see. It starts, she's 35, and it ends up she's 67. So, yeah. They just put some, latex on your face and squeeze it all around and make you, however it falls, it falls.
You didn't have to fly with that on your...
No.
I read that your dad was a band leader and your mom taught harmony singing.
That's wrong.
Is that wrong? Where did I saw that? I saw that in an article.
My father was a guitar-picking drunk who was a school teacher, and my mother was a legal secretary who taught me everything I know about harmonies.
So she loved harmony singing.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the other things about this record, I might say, is that you do all the voices on here. Gorgeous stuff.
Thank you. So
you and your sister were always singing harmony. That was a given.
Yeah.
I was also curious because there's one of the things I read about, and you just may be wrong too, that the Suit Yourself title comes from a conversation you had with your grandmother.
Yeah, it did. That is true. I told my grandmother I was going to be a rock star, and she wasn't happy to hear it. She wanted me to go, get a college education and everything, and I just told her I'll just suit myself. So there's your title.
Well, what I think is important about that is you said you were going to go be a rock star.
Yeah.
And I was, why did you and Allison go to Nashville? Did you consider going anywhere else, like L.A. or something that was more rock and roll?
No.
Yeah.
Obviously not.
Nashville is where you go.
All we knew was we were country girls, raised in the country, mainly on country music, but... Nashville was the closest thing to getting the hell out of there we could get. And that's, where we knew to go. I mean, the country music part is a big part of our world. But you know, I mean, I'm not ashamed to admit I didn't know the Rolling Stones till I was 20. So, you know, we were raised in the country, and we are country. But you know, there's no harm in that.
Well, the thing is that most of us all kind of met you when I Am Shelby came out, and that was, you know, a different thing. Shelby Lynn is our guest, and she's got this great band with her today. And what are you going to do next?
It's called I Won't Die Alone. Overtone, this queen lives without a drone. Searching lights that lead me home, I won't die alone. Gamble with your old wife's money, you might need to call her honey. Nights are black and days are sunny, I won't die alone, no. Hot white cake and ice cold coffee, get this creepy monkey off me. Stomp and rant, but do it softly, I won't die alone. Waiting, watching, pain powder, turn the noise up, make it louder. I can't leave here as a coward, I won't die alone, no, no. Not sweaty, this room feels a little heavy. I am worried, I am ready, I won't die alone. It's raining on my look, rain. Look at what a mess I made. It's all a joke, capitulate. I won't die alone. This is easy, this is gravy. I feel like a little baby. This feels like a natural fate. I won't die alone, no, no. I won't die alone. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
Shelby Lynn. Brian and Ben. It's a great band today.
Thanks to Shelby and the band for joining us live today at World Cafe Live. That new album, Suit Yourself, is available at our website at worldcafecds.com if you're looking for it.